欢迎诸位朋友、诸位弟兄姐妹，我们一起到教会里面来敬拜神。
We welcome all the brothers and sisters and all the friends to come here to worship the Lord.
愿主的平安、主的喜乐与诸位同在。
May the peace and joy of the Lord be with us.
我们在聚会之前，我们一起低头来默祷。
Let's bow our hands and pray in silence before the service.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始早上的聚会。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin this morning's service.
我们唱诗70首。
Let's sing hymn 70.
我快起的白手
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你今天带领我们到你的面前，一起来聚集敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you for bringing us together here in front of you to worship you.
按照主你的应许，我们奉你的名聚会，你要与我们同在。
According to your promise, when we come together to worship in your name, you will be with us.
愿主你带给我们在你里面的平安与喜乐。
Please give us your peace and joy inside of you.
照你的应许，让我们在安息圣日满满得到你的福气。
And we can receive your blessing abundantly according to your blessing.
愿主你祝福每一位诚心寻找你的人。
Please bless every one of us who is willing to seek after you.
将你国的奥秘显示在他们心里面。
Reveal the mystery of your kingdom to them.
让他们能够看清楚人生最大的至宝就是你本身。
So that they can see the most precious thing in their lives, that is you.
在你的国度，愿主带领祝福我们今天早上的聚会。
May the Lord guide us and bless this morning's service.
主，愿你的名得到荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
哈利路亚，阿门。
哈利路亚，阿门。
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在先请圣和系的唱诗班来献诗。
First of all, I would like to invite the San Jose Choir to present a few hymns.
Aware of it, to have it in mind. For example, we all know that fire is hot, or we know that there are over 6 billion people in this world. But that is where our knowledge ends. Most of us have not truly experienced a fire, or realized the magnitude of 6 billion people. By the same token, what does it mean to know someone? It means to be aware of that person. Many of us could claim to know many people, but we don't really know any intimate details of their life, or even care to find out.We just know they exist. Knowledge is usually very superficial. In our first hymn, Knowing You, we sing about knowing who Jesus our Lord is. To know Jesus is not just mere acknowledgement of his existence. It is to experience him, to touch him, to have his spirit fill us. It is deeper than anything we could ever imagine. When we know Jesus, it is pure joy. And this morning, we invite you to come to know Jesus.
当我们说认识一个人或知道一件事，这种认识或知道往往是很表面的。就像我们知道火是烫的，或是世界上人口有6亿人，但火烧的痛楚我们并没有亲身经历过。而6亿到底是多大的数目，我们也许没有什么概念。同样的，我们认识一个人，真的了解这个人吗？或是知道他的生活吗？还是只是知道有这个人的存在？这一首诗认识耶稣是要让我们知道，我们认识主耶稣不仅是知道他存在，而是亲身体验他的慈爱。当我们真的认识他，心中将充满喜悦。请来跟我们一起认识主耶稣。
Thank you. 紧握盼望，当过去的愁苦疑云填满我的记忆，失意厌倦永步我的生活里，我因信而回转，望主耶稣奇妙恩典，恩主的圣灵微声对我说：紧握住盼望，紧握住主耶稣，紧握信心，紧握基督力量的泉源，紧握紧握盼望。当我的计划落空，喜乐全流失，往日一切理想全归于无，我跪在主前，听知道他垂听我祷告，听到圣灵又向我诉说：紧握住盼望，紧握住主耶稣，紧握着信心，紧握着基督。
Thank you.
愿大家平安。
May peace be with us.
今天早上跟大家一起来查考要受圣灵的洗。
This morning, we'd like to share the topic of being baptized with the Holy Spirit.
这是主耶稣对门徒的应许。
This is one of the promises of Jesus to his disciples.
今天也是对我们的应许。
So it's a promise for us.
请看《使徒行传》第一章。
Let's all turn to the book of Acts, chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第一章的第三节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 3.
他受害之后，用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看，40天之久，向他们显现，讲说神国的事。第四节
，Verse four，
耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说：不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我所说过的。第五节
，Verse five，
约翰是用水施洗。但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。第六节
，six，
他们聚集的时候问耶稣说：“主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这个时候吗？”我们看第九节
，verse nine，
说了这个话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上升，有一朵云彩把他们接去，便看不见他了。使徒行传第一章在记载主耶稣复活以后回到天上去。
Here we record a story of Jesus when he was resurrected. He went back up to heaven.
那主耶稣要升天以前，给门徒交代。
Before he ascended to heaven, he had commandment for his disciples.
叫他们要去传福音。
Ask them to preach the gospel.
这个福音就是在讲神国的事情。
And this is the matters of the heavenly kingdom.
然后给他们应许。
And also he gave them a promise.
就是第五节。
Reported in verse 5.
但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
Says here, in a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
在基督教界里面需要洗礼，这个大概大部分都同意。
It's a common practice to baptize people in the Christianity churches.
但是洗礼的形式大部分都不太一样。
However, the exact way to do this varies from church to church.
但是在基督教界里面受圣灵的洗这一件事情看法就非常大的不同。
The opinion on this baptizing with the Holy Spirit is very different among different churches.
有很多的基督徒认为我们信耶稣就已经得圣灵。
Many Christians believe that we have received the Holy Spirit the moment we are baptized.
那我们需要对圣灵的洗从圣经再一次来查考。
So now we need to study the baptism with Holy Spirit through the Bible.
这个是主耶稣对门徒的应许。
And this is one of the promises that Jesus gave us.
在主耶稣升天的时候，门徒已经跟着主耶稣差不多有3.5年的时间。
His disciples had followed him for about 3.5 years before he ascended to heaven.
有一个最基本的问题就是。到底门徒有没有得圣灵？
And one of the most fundamental questions was whether the disciple had the Holy Spirit.
那如果照第五节主耶稣的吩咐，再过几日你们要受圣灵的洗。
According to verse 5, here says, in a few days you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
这是对门徒说的。
He was saying this to his disciples.
所以很显然，这些门徒还没有得圣灵。
So from here it's obvious that the disciple had not received the Holy Spirit at the time.
所以主耶稣才说你们要受圣灵的洗。
And that's why Jesus said you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
对他们是一种应许，也是对于他们一种吩咐。
And this is a promise as well as a command.
结果他们就看到耶稣升天去了。
And then after that, they saw Jesus ascend to heaven.
那从十二节开始，这些门徒就回到耶路撒冷去。
From verses 12 on, recorded the Bible, the disciples went back to Jerusalem.
然后他们就上到一间楼房上去。
And they went up to a room upstairs.
然后在14节最后一句话，都同心合意的恒切祷告。
And in verse 14, they all joined together constantly in prayer.
到底他们祷告什么
？What are they praying for？
祷告就是照着耶稣的应许，祈求圣灵的浇灌。
They're praying for the Holy Spirit. according to Jesus' promise.
那么到了第二章，使徒行传第二章。
In Acts chapter 2,
第一节
verse 1,
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过他们所住的屋子。第三节
verse 3,
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分差落在他们个人头上。第四节
4,
他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。这个第二章的第一节一直到第四节，这是历史上非常重要的一件事情。
And chapter 2 verses 1 through 4 recorded one very important event in the history.
就是神的灵从天上降在地上。
Which is the God's Spirit came down from heaven to earth.
神的灵充满在人的中间。
And God's Spirit filled man.
这个就是圣灵的洗的开始。
And this is the beginning of the baptism of Holy Spirit.
所以这个第一次的经验是一种模范。
And the first experience is a model for us.
这里说声音从天上降下来。
Here it says the loud sound came down from heaven.
然后他们感觉到好像大风吹过。
They felt like a wind blowing by.
又好像有舌头好像火焰显现出来。
And they saw what seems to be tongues of fire that separate them.
然后他就说一种听不懂的话来。
And then they all started to speak in other tongues that the Spirit enabled them.
所以可见门徒受圣灵的洗就是在五旬节这一天。
So we can see that it was on the Pentecost, that on the day of Pentecost that they received the Holy Spirit.
但是受圣灵的洗以后不同的反应。
There were two different reactions, however, after the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
所以今天在基督教界里也是有两种很不同的反应。
And similar today in the Christianity, there are two different kinds of interpretations here.
有的是完全的反对。
Some of them are totally against this.
如果你想要读神学院
，If you want to go to a theological training,
那你去申请这个浸信会的神学院。
If you go for training in the churches in Baptist Church,
那你这个履历表上说，我曾经说方言。
If you put something like I have spoken in tongue in your resume,
你一定不会被录取。
It'll be sure that you should be rejected by them.
因为他们不同意说方言。
Because they do not agree with speaking in tongue.
是完全的反对。
They're totally against it.
但是你再看有一些基督教派。
Some other Christian denominations.
他们很强调圣灵。
They really emphasize the Holy Spirit.
那为什么会有这么大的不同呢？
How come there is such a big difference?
因为第二章使徒行传圣灵降临的时候就有很大的不同。
Because here in chapter 1 recorded very different reactions when the Spirit came down.
有的人神开他们耳朵。
And God opened up the ears of some people.
他们就听这一些人在赞美神。
So they could hear that the people were actually praising God.
但是有的人听不懂。
Yet some other people they could not understand.
因为这个圣灵感动人讲一种很奇异的舌音。
Because the Holy Spirit moved man, they speak in tongue.
他听不懂。
They couldn't understand what's going on.
那听不懂他就觉得很奇怪。
And therefore they felt this is very strange.
所以十三节。
That's why in verse 13.
有的人讥笑说他们是被新酒灌满。
So they made fun of them and said they must have had too much wine.
所以请问到底这两种讲法是哪一种对的？
So which one of the reactions is the right one?
那这个是我们今天需要思想。
This is something that we need to think about today.
基督教界里面有的人完全排斥说方言。
Some people in the Christianity world, they're totally against speaking in tongue.
但是有的人非常重视说方言。
Yet some others are very put high emphasis on this.
你到底怎么去做判断？
So how would you judge this?
所以从十四节开始彼得就站起来讲。
So in verse 14, Peter stood up and said,
13节
in verse 14, 15,
你们想这些人醉了吗？其实不是醉了，为什么彼得会说醉了呢？
Peter said, these men are not drunk as you suppose.
为什么他会提醉这个字呢？
Why did he mention about drunk, being drunk?
因为一个人醉了，常常讲的话语无伦次，你很难了解。
Because if somebody speaks things after he gets drunk, that is something that would not be coherent, you can understand.
彼得说现在是早上九点钟不是醉的时候
Peter said, now it's 9 o'clock in the morning, it's not time for wine.
16节
Verse 16.
这是要应验旧约时代圣经的预言。
And this is to fulfill what was spoken by prophets.
17节
In verse 17.
在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女要说预言。你们少年要进异象，老人要做异梦。18节。
18,
在那些日子我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人、哦、所以在这个约珥书里面、啊、很清楚的预言末后的日子神要将他的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
So from here we can see that in the book of Joel it clearly prophesied that in the end the Holy Spirit will come down to his people、
啊、这个凡有血气的就是指地上的人。
Here everybody、all people refer to the people in the world、
啊、就是他们要领受圣灵。
And they will receive the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们祷告得到圣灵，这个是神在旧约时代的应许，也是主耶稣升天以前的吩咐。
So today when we receive the Holy Spirit in our prayer, this is actually according to the prophecy of the Old Testament and as well as the promise of God.
啊，这是不是突然发生的一件事情。
It's not something out of blue.
是在历史里面已经隐藏很多的预言，很多的例子，到我们现在重新再来体验。
We've actually been prophesied by many examples in the Bibles.
但是我们现在要问一个问题，那为什么我们人要受圣灵的洗？
So today there's one question we like to ask. Why do we need to be baptized by the Holy Spirit?
为什么要说方言来证明你已经得圣灵？
Why do we need to speak in tongue in order to show that you have received the Holy Spirit?
这有两个重要的意义在里面。
There are two important points here.
第一个就是得圣灵，这个是对我们身份的一个肯定。
First of all, to receive the Holy Spirit is a proof for our status.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John, chapter 1.
32节。
Verse 32.
33节。
33.
约翰第一章33节。
John chapter 1 verse 33.
我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗。34节。
34.
我看见了就证明这是神的儿子。施洗约翰是为主耶稣来做见证的。
John the Baptist, he came to bear testimony for God.
那圣经说，那差我来的就是天上的神啊，告诉他。
So he said that the one who sent him down, which is heaven, which is God.
说你看见圣灵降下来住在谁身上，他就是用圣灵施洗的。
Told him that the man whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
那这个要做什么？
What does this mean?
这要证明他是神的儿子。
This is to prove that he is the Son of God.
所以主耶稣是神的儿子，有一个很清楚的证明。
So there's a strong proof for the fact that Jesus is the Son of God.
他受洗从水里面上来。
Because he was baptized and came out of the water.
天开了。
The heaven opened up.
然后圣灵好像鸽子降在他的身上。
The Spirit came down on him just like a dove.
然后就有声音说，这是我的爱子。
There was a saying, "This is my beloved son."
可见说，人要做神的爱子，必须有神的灵从天上降在他身上，做一个证明。这是主耶稣给我们做的榜样。
Therefore, in order for us to be the beloved son of God, we need to have the Holy Spirit come down us to as a proof.
所以今天我们为什么要领受圣灵？
So today, why do we need to receive the Holy Spirit?
要证明神接纳我们做他的儿女。
And this is to prove that God has accept us as his children.
我们请看加拉太书。
Let's turn the book of Galatians.
加拉太书第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
第五节。
Verse 5.
第四章第五节。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 5.
要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。第六节。
Verse 6.
你们既然为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们心，呼叫阿巴父。第七节。
Seven.
从此你们不是奴仆，乃是儿子。既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。这个地方说，神把我们从律法下赎出来。
Here mentioned that God has redeemed us from under the law.
在律法之下，人都是罪人。
All men are sinners under the law.
不是律法不好。
It's not because the law is not good.
你看十条诫命有哪一条是不好的？
If you look at the Ten Commandments, which one is not good?
每一条都是好的。
Every single one of them is good.
孝敬父母。
To respect your parents.
不可杀人。
Do not murder.
不可奸淫。
Do not commit adultery.
不可偷盗。
No, do not steal.
不可作假见证。
Do not falsely testify.
不可贪心。
to not be greedy.
每一条都是好的。
Every one of them is good.
但是人没有办法遵守得到。
Yet man cannot follow this command.
所以律法变成定罪的标准。
And therefore the law becomes a standard of sin for us.
那主耶稣把我们从律法赎出来。
And yet Jesus has redeemed us.
怎么赎出来？
How does he do that?
就是信他，接受洗礼，就成为义人。
When we believe him, we receive the Holy Spirit, we become the righteous one.
就不必被定罪。
Then we will not be pinned under the law.
那我们既然从罪里面赎出来，我们就可以得着儿子的名分。
Once we're redeemed, we gain the status of being son.
我们在世界上有很多的身份。
There are many different kinds of status in this world.
请问哪一种身份最宝贵？
Which one is the best?
现在美国在竞选总统。
Now is the election season in the U.S.
这个是全世界超级大国一个最重要的一个职位。
This is one of the most important, most important country.
到底哪一个身份最重要
？Which status the most important?
这里说得着儿子的名分。
Here says the status of sons,
就做神的儿子。
To be the son of God.
那我们。第六节说，既然做儿子，神就差他的灵进到你们心里，呼叫阿爸父。
In verse 6 says, because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out Abba Father.
所以我们得圣灵，这个圣灵会从我们内心呼叫的天上的神。
So when we receive the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will call out Abba Father from our hearts.
所以得到圣灵就证明我们是神的儿女。
Therefore, when we receive the Holy Spirit, this will be the proof of our being son to God.
为什么这个证明这么重要？
Why is such an important thing to have this proof?
我们住在一间房子，
When we live in a house,
你不一定拥有这个房子。
You do not necessarily own this house.
你需要有一个所有权状。
You need to have a proof, a deed of the house.
你不住在这个房子，
If you do not live in this house,
也很可能这个房子是你的。
It's still possible that you own this.
如果你有这个所有权状，
As long as you have the deed of this house.
天国是将来要去的地方。
Our heavenly kingdom is where we're going to go in the future.
天国有永生。
There's eternal life there.
我们还没有去。
We have not been there yet.
请问你怎么知道你会去到那里？
So let me ask you, how do you know you are going to go there?
我们有一个证明。
We have a proof.
就是你要证明你是神的儿子。
And the proof is to show that we are the son of God.
天上的神是你的父亲。
The God in heaven is your father.
如果我们有办法证明，
If we have a proof,
我们就有把握。
Then we have assurance.
我可以去。
That in the future we will go there.
天上就是你的产业。
Heavenly kingdom is our inheritance.
那个证明是什么？
Where is your proof?
这里就说圣灵就是我们的证明。
Here it says that the Holy Spirit is our proof.
所以第七节，
verse 7,
既然是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
Since you are a son, God has made you also an heir.
什么是后嗣？
What is the heir?
就是后嗣，就是要继承父亲的产业。
It is someone who inherits the God's inheritance.
所以领受圣灵要证明我们是神的儿女，要承受天上的产业。
So when we receive the Holy Spirit, we have this proof that we will inherit heavenly kingdom.
这个非常的重要。
This is very important.
所以每一个人要信耶稣，都要来领受这个凭据。
So every one of us, when we believed, we should have this proof.
我们看使徒行传十一章。
Let's turn back to the Acts chapter 11.
使徒行传十一章。
Acts chapter 11.
十四节。
Verse 14.
这是彼得在提到他到哥尼流的家去传道的一个经验。
Here Peter talk about his experience in preaching in a house of Cornelius.
十四节。
In verse 14.
他有话告诉你，可以叫你跟你的全家得救。十五节。
15.
我一开讲，圣灵并降在他们身上，正如当初降在我的身上一样。十六节。
16.
我就想起主的话说，约翰是用水施洗，但你们要受圣灵的洗。这里彼得在提到他到哥尼流的家。
Here Peter mentioned that the story when he went to the house of Cornelius.
神告诉哥尼流。
And God told him.
告诉哥尼流，
He told Cornelius,
说你要请彼得来。
Yeah, you have to ask Jesus, ask Peter to come over.
他有话告诉你，叫你跟你的全家可以得救。
He has something to tell you such that you and your family will be saved.
使徒行传第十章在讲哥尼流是一个义人。
And verse 10 says that Cornelius is a righteous man.
常常救济人，帮助人。
He often helps people and help people around him.
那哥尼流是一个很虔诚的人。
He's also very God-fearing.
他常常祷告。
He prays constantly.
而且哥尼流也有宗教体验。
In addition, he also has experience in religion.
他看到异象。
Has seen a vision.
然后神告诉他，你的祷告，你的周济都达到神面前。
He told God told him that your prayer and your helping others has reached God.
那一个这么好的人，难道他不能得救吗？
How could such a good person not receive the eternal salvation?
他也有宗教体验，他也看到异象，他不能得救吗？
He has seen a vision. He has some experience in his religion.
天子告诉他，
and angel told him,
说你要请彼得来，他讲的话让你呢可以得救。所以哥尼流能不能得救，跟彼得讲的话有关系。
When the angel told him that to invite Peter to so that he can be saved, therefore can see.Whether the fact whether he can be saved has to do with what Peter told him.
那彼得到哥尼流家讲什么？
So what did Peter tell them?
讲耶稣的救恩。
He told them about the salvation of Jesus.
那到十六节说，十五节。
In verse 15,
我一讲圣灵就降下来。
As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came upon them.
所以这个圣灵降下来是一个特定的时刻的。
So I can see when the Holy Spirit came down, there's a special moment for it.
而且正像当初我们在我们降在我们身上一样。
And when it came down, just like it had come on them in the beginning.
这个是可以比较的。
And they can compare the two situations.
如果你有体验，你就可以比较。
If you have the truly experienced something, you can compare it.
比方说到非洲去。
For example, if you go to Africa.
你如果没有到非洲去，你没有办法比较非洲跟美国什么不
同。If you never been there, you cannot compare to the life over there versus the life we have here.
所以有很多人他没有办法。讲圣灵是什么？
And that's the reason why so many people they do not know how to talk about Holy Spirit.
因为他没有体验。
Because they have never experienced it.
所以他在否定圣灵是否定他没有体验的事情。
Therefore, the reason why they're denying Holy Spirit is because they're denying something they have not experienced.
但是如果一个人真的体验过圣灵，
On the other hand, if you have truly experienced the Holy Spirit,
像彼得一样，
just like Peter,
他就觉得说啊，对，他得圣灵是跟当初我得的一样。
And he will feel that yes, when they received the Holy Spirit, it was just like when I received in the beginning.
怎么能够比较呢？
How can you compare?
因为圣灵降下来，舌头会讲一种说方言。
Because when the Holy Spirit came down, your tongue will start to roll, speaking a special language, special tongue.
神的能力降下来，你可以体会到。这个神的能力。
And when the power of God came upon you, you will experience that you will feel it.
所以他说，跟我们当初体验一样。
And therefore, Peter said, this is just same as we experienced.
十六节。
In verse 16,
我就想起主的话说，约翰是用水施洗，但你们要受圣灵的洗。
So then Peter remembered what the Lord had told them that John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
他就想起得圣灵这个经验是主耶稣的应许啊。
Then he remembered that the experience of receiving the Holy Spirit is the promise of Jesus.
所以今天如果我们的宗教体验是圣经没有的，我们要非常谨慎。
So therefore today if we experience something that's not recorded in the Bible, we need to be careful.
祷告会倒下去的。
If you pray and you fell down the floor,
这个要很小心啊。
You need to be careful.
但是如果我们的宗教体验是圣经有根据的。
But if we experience something that is recorded in the Bible,
这个是很宝贵的。
Then that is precious.
所以这个彼得就想起主耶稣的应许。
So Peter here remembered the promise of Jesus.
这是主应许给我们要受圣灵。
He realized that this was promised by God.
所以受圣灵的洗啊，非常的重要，非常的可贵。
It's very important and very precious to be baptized by the Holy Spirit.
跟我们将来在得天国的产业有关系。
It has to do with our inheritance in heaven.
那除了这个之外
，In addition to this,
得圣灵对我们的信仰，每一天的信仰生活非常有帮助。
It's very helpful for us for our daily spiritual life to receive the Holy Spirit.
我们知道宗教信仰不只是一套教规或者一套仪式而已。
We know that our spiritual life is not only a ritual that we perform.
如果宗教信仰只是一套教规或者一套仪式，这个人信耶稣没有办法信得久。
If a religion is only a set of rules or just ritual, you will not be able to stay in the church for too long.
请问谁愿意接受一套规定来束缚你？
Who would be willing to have a set of rules to bound him?
请问谁愿意接受一套没有生命的仪式来遵守这个仪式？
Who would be willing to take on a meaningless ritual?
宗教信仰是对神不断的认识。
A spiritual life is a continuing and improving in our understanding of God.
对神不断的体验。
improved continuous experience of God.
到最后能够与神合一，享受神。
So in the end, we can be one with God and we enjoy experience God.
那如果我们的宗教信仰能够提升到这个程度，
we can enhance our understanding of spiritual to this level.
我们的信仰会非常有力量。
Then our spiritual life will be very powerful.
我们的生活会完全的改变。
Our life will be totally changed.
为什么今天我们很难叫人信耶稣？
Why is today so difficult to convince other people to believe?
拿给我看。
They will ask you to show me the proof.
你能够把神拿出来，我就信。
If you can show me proof of God, then I will believe.
但是神的存在是灵的存在，拿不出来。
But God is a spirit. You cannot take him out, just show people.
但是拿不出来的东西并不等于不存在。
On the other hand, something it does not mean that does not exist if you cannot show it.
因为你可以体验得到。
Because after all, you can still experience it.
请问谁可以看到爱？
Who can see love?
爱是抽象的。
Love is a very abstract thing.
但是你怎么知道有爱？
But how do you know there's love in the world?
你住在家里，从这个家人的互动，你就知道有爱。
If you live in a family, from the interactions you have with your members, you understand love.
那当我们开始对神有这种体验的时候，
when we start to have this experience with God,
我们就知道看不见的神是存在的。
Then we understand that even God is invisible, we know He exists.
那对神最直接、最有力量的体验就是圣灵浇灌在你身上。
The most direct and the most powerful experience of God is to have Holy Spirit come down us.
非常的宝贵的。
This is very precious.
我一直回想九五年我到莫斯科去。
I always remember in 1995 when I went to Moscow.
我三月去。
That was in March.
有一个姐妹姓王。
It was a sister Wang.
她以前在北京大学教这个空间物理。
He used to teach astrophysics in Beijing University.
头脑非常聪明。
She was very smart.
她说我很大神机啊，两个月我变成很虔诚的基督徒。
She told me that it was a very great miracle that in a short period of 2 months, she became a Christian.
然后她就说她怎么来慕道。
She told me how she came to believe.
她满头脑都是无神论，只有物质没有神。
Before that, her whole brain was filled with the believing of the material things.
95年1月，我们福音传到莫斯科。
In January 1995, our gospel reached Moscow.
第一次布道在北京饭店的什么拉比，在那个客厅。
First time when they had the spiritual convocation was in the lobby of the hotel in Moscow.
那过了第二天就有人得圣灵。
The second day, people started to receive the Holy Spirit.
那以后这个姐妹她就来慕道。
So this sister Wang came to seek the truth.
那在整个正道，她一直头脑一直拒绝，我没有办法接受。
During the whole sermon, she was refusing the truth in her brain.
因为从小到大都是无神论。
Because she was brought up as an atheist.
那最后要祷告。
In the end, when we're about to pray,
他就把心打开来，我就去试试看吧。
So she opened up her heart and said, "I'll give a try."
他就到前面来祷告。
So she came to the front and kneeled down and prayed.
他们跪的地方不是这个地毯啊，是跪在木板上。
Well, where they kneel down is not we have here in the carpet. They actually kneel down on the wood boards.
他就开始奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
So when she started to pray in the name of Jesus Christ,
祷告一到一阵子，他感觉有一股力量下来。
After a while, she felt a power coming down from heaven.
舌头开始卷动，
her tongue started to roll.
身体开始震动，
her body started to shake.
她头脑很清楚，
her mind was very clear.
有一股力量从上面下来，
it was a power that came down from heaven.
她得圣灵，
she received the Holy Spirit.
一共祷告了她半个钟头，
the prayer lasted about half an hour.
起来，她说真的有神。
After she got up, she said, "There is truly a God."
但是神什么？她讲不出来。
But what is God? She could not tell.
但是他知道有神。
But she knew there was God.
所以这个是他整个对信仰一个很重大的转变。
This is a very important turning point for her.
就是祷告得到圣灵。
That is to receive the Holy Spirit in her prayer.
如果小孩子就摸到插头
，If the child were playing with the electrical outlet,
吓了一跳，就被电到了。
They may be shocked.
你问他电是什么，他讲不出来。
If you ask them what is electricity, they will not know.
但是他可以告诉你那里有电，我刚刚被电到。
Then, but they can tell you that there is electricity over there in the alley because she was shocked.
所以到底有没有神？
So, do we know whether there's God?
如果你得圣灵，
if you receive the Holy Spirit,
没有一个人能够说服你没有神。
Nobody can convince you that there's no God.
因为你刚刚已经体验到神。
Because you have just experienced it.
那为什么人会想没有神？
How come still other people believe there's no God?
第一个就是他看不见。
First of all, they cannot see it.
没有体验。
They cannot experience.
所以他讲没有神。
Therefore, they say there's no God.
其实神是存在的。
But the fact is that God does exist.
所以得圣灵非常的有力量。
Therefore, it's a very powerful experience to receive the Holy Spirit.
圣经说，
the Bible tells us,
神的事情了解神的事，神的灵了解神的事情。
God's spirit understand the matter of God.
人的灵了解神的事情。
The spirit of man understand God's matter too.
所以你看啊，如果人在一起聚会。
So when we gather together in the service,
啊，讲的哄堂大笑，你看小狗在那边也不晓得你在讲什么。
When we have a joke, for example, when everybody laughs, a dog nearby will not understand what's going on.
虽然它很可爱，
even though the dog is quite cute,
但是它不能了解你啊。
Yet he does not understand you.
它比人低了一级。
Because he's much lower status than a man.
神比人高一级。
And God, on the other hand, is higher status than us.
他是创造我们的。
He's our creator.
他是无限的。
He's limitless.
我们是有限的。
We are limited.
所以神的事情你很难用头脑去推啊。
And therefore, it's very difficult for us to think about God's matter using our own brain.
如果你用理智能够推得出来，那个神就是有限的，因为我们头脑是有限的。
If you can figure out God using our limited mind, then God will be limited.
那你怎么去了解神？
Then how can you understand God?
只有神的灵能够了解神的事情。
Only God's spirit can understand God's matter.
所以当圣灵降下来，
so when the Holy Spirit came down,
神的灵开你的心，
God's spirit will open up our hearts.
看圣经就很清楚。
Then when we look at Bible, we understand.
所以遇到很多的朋友，
through so many friends that we have met.
有的基督徒，有的非基督徒。
Some are Christians, some are not.
啊，每个教会都一样啊。
And all different churches the same.
啊，既然都一样，欢迎你来嘛，都是一样嘛。
If you think all churches the same, then welcome, you come join us.
都一样嘛，你也不会去排斥嘛。
If the all church is the same, then we do not need to exclude anybody.
他来了几次以后，
after a few times,
他祷告得圣灵啊。
When they receive the Holy Spirit in our prayers,
得圣灵，我们再跟他问，是不是每个教会都一样？
Then we ask them, is every church the same?
他说不一样。
Then they will say, no, they're not.
为什么以前每个教会都一样，现在变成不一样？
How come you used to say that every church is the same? Now you say they're different.
因为他得圣灵。
Because she has received the Holy Spirit.
神开他的心。
God has opened up her heart.
他的理智，属灵的智慧增加。
Her spiritual wisdom has increased.
圣经看得懂。
Then they can understand the Bible.
道理听得懂。
They can understand what the
sermon is about. 他就知道什么不有什么不同。
Then she understand the differences.
所以得圣灵非常重要。
Therefore, it's very important to receive the Holy Spirit.
能够帮助我们认识我们看不见的神。
It can help us to see and understand the invisible God.
而且能够帮助我们体验神。
Help us to experience God.
圣经说圣灵是保惠师。
The Bible tells us the Holy Spirit is our comforter.
安慰者，英文叫做安慰者。
It's a comforter.
你知道我们人很难安慰别人。
It's very difficult for us to comfort other human beings. Why is it?
因为我们也有很多问题啊。
Because we also have many problems.
那我们人是有限的。
We are also very limited.
但是圣灵一浇灌在内心里面，
Once the Holy Spirit came down on us,
我们的委屈、忧愁、压力、痛苦全部都没有了。
All the sorrows in our hearts are gone.
我还记得一个弟兄在见证。
I still remember a testimony of a brother.
他来美国算是相当顺利啊。
And he had a very smooth journey, immigrating to the U.S.
然后他的兄弟啊，在台湾有的都是其他教会的牧师啊。
His brothers actually are pastors for other churches in Taiwan.
那当他到真耶稣教来慕道，
when he came to Chuchi's church,
他就把那个圣灵论借一本圣灵论回去，从头读到尾。
So he checked out a book called The Holy Spirit, and then he finished the whole book.
那他读完以后，他觉得真的圣经有应许给我们圣灵。
So once he finished the book, he realized there's truly a promise of the Holy Spirit.
后来他自己在家里祷告得圣灵。
So he actually prayed at home by himself and received the Holy Spirit.
他说当他祷告被圣灵充满的时候。
He said that when he was praying and he was filled by the Holy Spirit.
他在美国所受的那种压力、被歧视啊，那一种痛苦全部都没有了。
All the sorrow, difficulties, and discrimination that he felt in the U.S. are all gone.
所以圣灵带给人平安。
So we can see that Holy Spirit will bring peace to man.
圣灵带给人安慰。
Will bring us comfort.
圣灵带给人喜乐。
Will bring us joy.
圣灵带给人力量。
Will bring us strength.
使一个人能够改变、更新、变化。
So that person can be renewed to a new being.
到最后，圣灵就是神的内住。
In the end, the Holy Spirit will dwell in us.
所以当一个人完全被圣灵充满。
So when you are totally filled with the Holy Spirit.
那个感觉就是神住在我里面。
Will feel like the
我住在神里面，
we live in God.
我跟神是合一的。
I'm living God, and we're one with God.
那如果到了这个程度，
Once you reach that status,
信仰就是对神本身的一种享受。
And your faith will be a joy for you to be with God.
这个信仰是很有力量。
And that's a very powerful experience.
这个信仰已经变成生活的一部分。
And that becomes part of your life.
这个信仰就是在地如天。
And this will be like feeling like a heaven on earth.
这个就是神借着圣灵的内住所带给我们的果效。
And this is the experience that God gave us with the Holy Spirit.
所以诸位。
So friends.
圣经的应许是很清楚的。
The promise of the Bible is very clear.
使徒的体验也是很清楚的。
Experience of the disciples are very clear.
现在众信徒的体验也是很清楚的。
And nowadays our members' experience are also very clear.
就等待我们。
They're waiting for us.
做一个决定。
To make one decision.
我愿意不愿意照着圣经的应许来体验圣灵。
Are we willing to experience the Holy Spirit according to the Bible?
唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
358首。圣灵的降临。
And in our prayer, we should experience the